Did you brush your teeth already?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I flossed afterwards without rinsing with mouthwash.
It's okay. So it's okay. I think you should leave this in. Seriously.
It's okay. Wednesday, February 27th, and you're listening to Bedtime with Rob and Alex.
Alex brushed. I'm Alex.
And I'm stinky, stinky Rob.
It's, oh yeah, we're going to try a new thing tonight. We were going to talk about a thing. You had a thing to talk about.
I did, yeah. Wikis are everywhere all of a sudden. Here's what triggered this.
Just a second, you have to hit edit page.
Bumblebees are everywhere. What the hell? Okay, revert. I'm suddenly coming across all of these references to wikis in the wild. Like, not just among the digitality.
Yes, the wild wiki.
The wild, wild wiki. There's a grassroots group of Kentucky Democrats who have created a wiki for people to register information about the party reform reorganization process going on in their particular district,
mm-hmm.
so that they can collect it all and have all of this information, which parties generally don't make terribly public, all in one place, so that there can be much more grassroots involvement in it. It's kind of a progressive grassroots takeover of the party, as it were, just by sharing information.
But is it a wiki or is it a more structured database that people are able to edit?
It is, in fact, a wiki. I'm not sure if they've added some structure to it, but it's stuff that people can come by, update.
Hmm.
And the other mention that I saw was this Mark Glazer article, where he was suggesting what the next president should be doing to engage the public using social media. And one of the suggestions was a collection of policy wikis, where people would supposedly come and hash out the issues of the day. I suppose that there'd be various forks as different factions came up with ideas.
But that's what I don't like about wikis. See, the idea of a policy book that people engage in and doing it in wiki form for as an internal exercise totally makes sense. Like, you're going to have way more effective collaboration. But a wiki is not a place to have a discussion. I really mm-hmm. don't think that's the way to have a policy discussion. I mean, yeah, I really don't see that. It's like, you need people to talk about the issues, and you need to have... I mean, it makes me a little nuts because, you know, all those folks that I used to work with in the kind of online policy consultation world have been working for 10 years to develop, you know, complex systems online that allow people to engage in policy dialogue. And they've based those systems on a fairly nuanced understanding of the relationship between, you know, information and meaningful participation, and between being able to have some breadth of opinion and free-flowing conversation, but also enough structure for people to feel safe. I mean, to me, I'd much rather see it's not about control, but I'd really rather see a more structured format for policy discussion that actually brings out the best. It's just like, not everything needs a wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but I don't mean to be all... I love wikis. I think many things do need a wiki that don't have a wiki.
There's a... the thing that bothers me about the go-to wiki, the idea, well, we'll just put a wiki up and that'll solve it, is there's an implied assumption there that there's a consensus just waiting to emerge.
Right.
Where, in fact, there are legitimate differences and illegitimate differences, i.e. people who disagree with me, on pretty much every issue out there. And the thought that you'd end up, you know, that there should be one master document that captures what the public wants, I think is a little bit crazy.
Which isn't to say that there isn't room and need for collaboration. I mean... And openness and social media. But I think the wiki is not the one-size-fits-all answer. And often, you know, blogs or you know, social networks are more structured forms of interaction, forums, God help me, surveys. I mean, there are lots and lots of mechanisms for soliciting input and engaging people in dialogue other than wikis. Wikis are good for certain things.
Yeah.
So we were going to do a, like, little, you know, contest of tipping, right?
Yes.
So how about the theme is... I thought we were going to go with, like, you know, how do you do a wiki well? But I think what we're talking about is more like, does this need a wiki? Is a wiki the right, is the, a wiki the right social media solution? So do you want to try that? You want to see if we can do a, like, you know, how to tell if your problem needs a wiki?
That sounds good.
You want to go?
You may already be a wiki head if.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're trying to distill knowledge that is distributed across a large group of people, for example, in internal history, it can be a great way to collect that.
And I would say, I hope I'm not cheating by just adding a nuance, but I think that it's knowledge as opposed to opinion. Wikis are really good for capturing positive as opposed to normative data. Positive observations. So, I mean, in theory, what makes Wikipedia work well is that it's factual information, and where Wikipedia breaks down is when people start injecting too much perspective into it. Now, I mean, obviously you can go into that whole postmodern thing, there is no truth, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, sure, there's no truth. But within the parameters of some, you know, broadly accepted notion of truth, the more your wiki topic is falling into stuff where there's some consensus about what is or isn't true,
mm-hmm.
the more you're going to be able to build on it effectively.
Yeah. And that leads us to another area, which is expertise. Where wikis excel, and we were going to have a rule, by the way, where you'd be able to, each of us would have one suck. Basically, you know, what I was about to say sucks, and so you'd pass, and the other person would have to come up with something.
We haven't actually explained the rules here, that what we're trying to do is go back and forth, and the first person to choke. We haven't actually done a stakes here. I don't know. We'll accept user-submitted stakes.
Yeah.
Something bad happens to the first person who chokes.
So if you're trying to come up, so if you're trying to come up with user-submitted stakes, for example, a wiki might be a really good idea.
Oh... So, I'm sorry, can you extrapolate from that example what the general principle is of when a wiki is useful?
No, I can't. I'm using my one suck.
Oh, you do suck. How could you do that? Now I want to come up with it. I think the other place where wikis are good is when there is a known or highly probable community of motivated and knowledgeable contributors. I think Wikipedia has set as the norm the idea that a wiki is, you know, take all comers. But I think a lot of the best wiki examples are wikis that are within a specific community of practice or a community of knowledge. And just fantastic. And yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. They're also useful where that mythical consensus is not, in fact, mythical. Where, for example, you're trying to pin down the agenda for a meeting. And where the items aren't particularly contentious, but figuring out exactly where things go requires a whole bunch of input from a lot of people. It can be one way of gathering that input, rearranging it, and making sure that everybody's interests are represented.
And that sort of gets us towards the motivation issue, too, which is that a wiki is a good solution in a group of, for sharing knowledge or building knowledge among a group of people who are motivated, incentivized, or... mandated to contribute. So I've been enjoying the wet paint wiki for the TV show Weeds. And, you know, there's nothing like the combination of TV and marijuana to really motivate people to participate actively in a conversation. And so there's a lot of people who've done great contributions to that wiki. You know, obviously, if you're dealing with a wiki in a workplace, you can just tell people that they have to put their, you know, policy or whatever in a wiki. Yeah, it can be great, but you do need to just make sure there's some way people are motivated to contribute, because if only two people are contributing, is a wiki really the way to go?
And the fact that you have a highly charged atmosphere around something doesn't necessarily mean a wiki is a bad idea, but it does mean that you're going to need resources to stamp out flames, resolve conflicts, and
I think this is more a how-to wiki, not a whether a wiki is a good idea.
Well, a wiki is a good idea if it's highly charged, but you have resources.
Okay. Okay, I will accept that. A wiki is a good idea if you have a very defined outcome. That's that'll fall into my not actually necessary, but sufficient. So, I mean, you can have a wiki without a really defined end game. But, you know, if you know that what you're trying to do is create a manual that captures all your, you know, employee policies, or you're trying to create a document for delivery on such and such a date, and there are 20 people who have to contribute to it, knowing, you know, wiki doesn't have to, again, live for all eternity like Wikipedia. It can be a defined set period of time with a, you know, let's use a wiki to create this document that we need to create together.
A wiki can also be really good when you're trying to distribute a lot of rote work. The sort of things where, for example, people would be going through documents that had been released but not in machine-readable form and were transcribing them and putting them up into wikis.
That's the ACLU.
The ACLU.
Why don't you say some more about that example? It was the ACLU.
Because I can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Was it
Guantanamo? Yeah, they were engaging people in reviewing documents on prisoners at Guantanamo to see if there were any legal issues to review.
Yeah. And there have been similar initiatives done by various organizations. But the idea there is that people can pitch in, even if they don't have any particular level of expertise, just basically by rekeying information in.
So I think another, you know, inference there is that wikis work really well when there is an entrepreneur, somebody who's willing to kind of put stakes in the ground and set up the initial framework or document that can then allow other people to respond. Because if there isn't like a first mover, a wiki can be really hard to get up and running. Like just setting up the structure even is not enough. A first draft goes a really long way in a wiki.
That's bordering on the how-to, but the main reason, a little bit.
No, a wiki is a good idea if, okay, fine, whatever. If there's a person who is in a position to play an entrepreneurial role. Okay, continue.
No, see, the main reason that it doesn't matter that I'm challenging that is I'm out. And
you're
I've
out?
Used up my suck.
Well, I think we should, you know, there are probably other circumstances we could think of, but we can,
yeah.
That was a respectable list of whether a wiki is right for you. Oh, can we just do a wiki is not, we haven't done any a wiki is not right for you, though.
Okay.
A wiki is not right for you if successful collaboration involves people saying things that you absolutely must not ever see on the front page of the New York Times. Because, you know, I'm sorry, I don't care if you're running your own wiki software on your own server and everybody is, like, biometrically encrypted before they can access the server. If it is there and people are collaborating on it, there is the potential for it to get out. Which isn't to say you should only use wikis for stuff that you're comfortable having in public, but just, you know, if it's seriously mission critical or seriously controversial or would really, really burn you or someone else if it got out, don't put it on a wiki, especially if in its proto form. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, if it's a large group,
you think
small
it's
groups,
like,
small group as a tool for small group collaboration behind a firewall, I don't see that it's any less secure than anything else.
Well, it's true. You're right. You're right.
But certainly for larger groups, then it's a real risk. I think it's I think a wiki is a bad idea if you are just throwing it up as a, you know, if I build it, they will come sort of hope,
mm-hmm.
and you're not giving it the support that it needs.
It's also, I think, a poor idea for content that is going to change really, really rapidly. At that point, well, I mean, it depends. I mean, I think about the Hurricane Katrina People Finder, where it was really this collaborative list of where people are. But again, that's not really a wiki. That's more of a database, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, It was useful there, so maybe it can work where data is changing really. I'm just thinking about, you know, if you were writing a wiki post about, you know, a person or an issue. I guess if you want to continually update it, I mean, you know, looking at the Obama page on Wikipedia is not really, you know, and going through all the revisions is not really going to be the most, you know, insightful source of perspective on how, or at least not the easiest way to get insight into how the campaign has evolved. If you want to understand, maybe what we're trying to say is if you want to understand how something has evolves over time, a wiki is not a good way to do it because a wiki is a series of snapshots.
Yeah. Incidentally, there have been a few really cool animations of the evolution of Wikipedia articles out of time. I think there was one on something like death metal.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That was screencast guy. I want to say John Udell did that screencast about it, right?
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
That's so odd.
Don't do a wiki if you want the prose to sing. You are writing by committee here.
Unless everybody on the committee is a good singer.
Even so. If you want it to have a consistent voice, it's a really good way. If you need to come up with a document that somebody else will then wordsmith, that's fine. But if you are expecting this thing to have any kind of, you know, literary value, you're going to need to invest some time in polishing that prose.
I was going to ask you a question, which is, have you ever been part of a wiki that you just, you know, felt really excited about what you created as a wiki?
I have to admit, I haven't been a member of that many wikis. Really excited, no. But satisfied, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's another good example, actually. The ones that I've had the best experience with have been Meeting Notes. I've really enjoyed doing Meeting Note wikis, so that's another really good place to think about using a wiki. So, all you wiki people, we do believe in wikis.
I have one more.
You visit your church. You were going to do a don't?
One more don't, yeah. Don't do it if you're expecting participation from the general public and you're not prepared to invest a little bit in usability. Because most of the off-the-shelf solutions out there, I'm looking at you, MediaWiki, require specialized markup, and they have their own weird little idiosyncrasies. If you're prepared to go with solutions like PBWiki, that's another matter.
I love PBWiki.
PBWiki is gorgeous, and they put a lot of effort into making sure that it works well. Even then, it's got its own little finicky bits.
It quirks when we were using it routinely. Yeah. Well, I want to go set up a wiki. But what on?
Perhaps we could set up a wiki so that people could tell us what topic our wiki should be about.
Is there like a meta wiki? Like a best wiki practices wiki? There must be. If there isn't, then somebody go start it and tell us about it. And if there is, tell us where to find it. And we'll put it in the show notes. Or you could leave it in our comments. Or you could make more suggestions of how people could contribute their ideas about how to track wikis on wikis by adding your ideas to our wiki. Okay, I'm going to stop. That's the other thing. Don't use a wiki if recursion scares you. We have one more special new feature we were going to do. Do you remember? You're looking at me blankly.
No, I can't believe.
Okay. You're not looking at me blankly?
I knew there was one more special feature, and I am scraping the inside of my skull desperately trying to remember what it was.
Oh.
Was it what we were going to do tomorrow?
Oh, you are going to feel so bad when I tell you what it is.
Was it what we love about each other?
It was going to be one thing the other person did today that reminded us of why we love them.
Uh-huh.
And you want to know what mine is?
What was yours?
Mine is that you made an effort to pack up the mail at the house to go to the office because it made me feel like you really listened to me last night when I told you I wanted you to help more with that kind of stuff. So thank you. It really
You're
made
welcome.
Me feel like it was very sweet that you were like right on it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And mine was that you just seemed so happy that our son was cuddled up against me.
When was that?
I'm pretty sure it was today. But he was just, he was, our son's been sick, so he's been very snuggly. And traditionally, he's been very snuggly with Alex.
Oh, yeah, it's true. He was snuggling with
and you. And he was snuggling with me, and you just looked at me at one point, and you looked just so happy and
cute
and pleased for that. And it just reminds me of the joy that I feel when I see the bond that you have with our kids, too, and seeing that. Anyway.
That's nice. Well, I suspect you'll be snuggling with him more tomorrow because that fever hasn't broken. So everybody send your cool energy to Vancouver. And, you know, if you can direct it to Social Signal, that would be really helpful.
Always appreciated.
Good night, people.
Good night, Alex. Good night, Internet.